Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, oh, to reach me, KC, CEO of She's On Radio. Look, tonight's going to be an awesome show. You know, we get down and dirty, so I definitely want to welcome you all here. Before we get into the show, I would like to welcome my awesome, my lovely co-host, Teddy, talk to the people.
Y'all already know who this be. This is the one and only Teddy P, calling out of that good old 757. What's going on with you, bruh? Good evening,
man.
Ladies.
Man, how are you? I'm so sorry I cut you off. Just now, you got a little quiet for a minute, for the one second, man.
I had to pause for a second. I'm over here. I'm blessed. And yourself?
But you said the words out of my mouth. That's exactly what I was going to say. Blessed and highly favored. Can't put it no other way. You feel me?
Amen.
Man, you gotta be blessed with what you got, because what you don't got, baby, is 9 times out of 10 you don't need. So,
amen. Say so.
Did I say it right?
We having church.
All right. You look, you know I'm for the church. I love having church. Don't get me started in there.
Look, I'm gonna pass around that hat for the collection for the church, man. We got to build this one. Come on.
All right, man. Gotta get my wig first. Gotta get my wig and my church hat.
Oh Lord, praise
the Lord. Yes, I got a stuffed butterfly on top of my church hat and it's rainbow. Mm-hmm.
Get it, honey. Get it, honey.
Don't make me bring her out.
Work it.
All right. So Teddy, look. What are we gonna talk about tonight? You know, the fans have been submitting me different topics to talk about. You know, this show is for the fans. You know.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm just, you know, I'm going to go down a list of all the topics that we can talk about, because this is She's On After Dark. This is She's On After Dark, which means there's no limit to the conversation that we talk about.
I know that's right.
And if you're under the age of 18, you do not need to be listening to this broadcast, because there's 9 times out of 10 something that's going to scare the hell out of you, because we don't give a... You know it.
That's hard.
We don't care, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Yes.
That was the disclaimer, baby. That was the disclaimer.
Yes, I had to let... You know, sometimes, you know, kids be over there listening, you know, and the mama be in the background and picked up the phone. You remember the old cordless phone? Not the cordless phone.
Uh-oh. Oh, Lord.
Not the cordless phone. You remember those songs with the cord, man, they used to pick up? Girl, who you on the phone with?
You talking about them old school rotary phones with
yes.
you.
Yes.
Yeah, like, 1920, who you on the phone with? Like, get off the phone. You know it's my turn.
Yes. When you was a little child, man, mama used to get me with that all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I used to couldn't stand that, man. So, ladies, we do not want to press. We don't want you to press the one, and then we get to talking to you, and your mama cussing you out. Because if she cusses me out, I'm gonna cuss her back out. That's just management, okay? Now, let's get into the conversation today, okay? I do have a submission for a topic.
All right.
The ladies want to know. This is coming from Bree Bree Stars Tinsley. She wants it on Facebook. Y'all add her. She's awesome. Yes. The topic she wants to talk about is what's up with the hairy armpits and legs on studs.
Oh, gosh.
So, Teddy.
Yes, brother. Yes.
How do you feel about studs that refuse to... shaved their armpits. They have Wolf Gang hair on their body, I guess on their legs and their armpits. You know, how do you feel about that?
That's just nasty. Okay. I'm gonna sit here and say I shaved my legs and my underarm can't got to go. That's just especially when it's hot. Damn it. Shave that shit, please. Not you. I don't think no fam wanna rub up against your legs and feel hair. If you can carve roll your underarm hair and your leg hair, it's a problem.
I just think something is not right about the situation.
Mm-mm. Not at all. Not at all.
And you know, it's even for real. Like, matter of fact, we're not even gonna just talk about the armpits and the legs. We're gonna talk about
everybody.
All women. Period. Not just studs or just fams. We're gonna talk about both. Then we're gonna just do a no label thing right here. But so how do you feel about people in general who do not shave their coochie? They do not shave their body, period. They have long mustaches and beards. You know, women in general. How do you feel about that?
I honestly, it's not a turn-on. To me, it's nasty. Because it got to go. You know, especially when it's hot. Who would want... That's just nasty. It's nasty. How you feel?
I mean, I'm just like, first of all, hairy anything is for the man. You know, I understand some women, because I even have sometimes a little stubble up under my chin, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
I guess I get it from my grandma, you know what I'm saying? I have a little stubble up under there. But, you know, it's not out of control. I make sure I get it off, you feel what I'm saying? But there are some women that have full-blown beards. I've seen it. The lady that work at the AB store, C store out here, has a beard. I mean, it's like one of those John B. beards, but it's bushy, you know what I'm saying?
Ew. Ew, gross.
Yes, her hair, her legs, everything is just, it's been like that. But I know I've been drinking alcohol for about 9 years now. Right, it's been like that the same. It's like it get bushier and bushier every year, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like, you know, hair is disgusting, especially in this heat.
Yeah.
You know, hair on your head is cool, but how do you expect to be able to breathe and get some air down there and your poo-poo under your arms, and it's just like looking like the United Kingdom down that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just looked blessed and look.
Wait a minute, I don't mean to cut you off. Did you just say blessed?
Yes, just you know how the church people say when something that they don't want to talk about them, they're still trying to keep it godly. And I said, girl, she just looked blessed.
she just touched.
Touched. Yeah, something is not wrong with her to have that force and that kingdom down there. I don't think that's cute. You know,
something,
I believe that is attempted murder because, you know, somebody can go down there and lick and, you know, get down there and get stuck. That's not
cute.
I don't think anybody should have to go through that, bro.
No, I don't want to get lost in the pussy. No. You got to send a search party after teddy bear's been lost. Teddy bear been gone for 2 weeks.
Exactly.
No. Get on the radio. Have y'all seen Teddy? No.
She's still stuck in that poo-poo she was in a sheep rat.
Hey, bro, help me. Sit up. Look, sit up.
Girl, I would not be able to go in there and get you. Strong pussy that gonna hold me in.
Oh,
no, man, girl,
like,
no.
Grab my hand, man. Grab my hand.
I'm okay. I would help you from a distance.
from a distance.
Yes, I cannot do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, bushy oh my goodness, bushy arms. One girl I dated, if you're on the line, I'm sorry for putting you out there. But one girl I dated had, like, a wolf around her nipples.
What?
Yes. I mean, she was bad as a giant, man. Puerto Rican, I said, pretty giant. Ooh, one of the prettiest giants I've been with so far. And when I went to go do what I had to do, man, open that shirt up, man, the fucking hair met me at the goddamn door. It was like, oof.
That's good. How you doing?
Yes, and I was just like, whoa. Mm-mm. No. That's not cute. I'm going to need you to stop that. I'm going to need you to stop trying to do that. And you know what? I still dated her a little bit, but I would never suck her titties. I was, like, so scared. Like,
like, oh, shit, my tongue going to get cut. Lord, help me.
Yeah, I was scared. I just knew that I was going to die that night. And,
well,
I mean, so, body was banging, but she just had whoop. She had woofy titties. You know what I'm saying?
Well, damn. I don't know what to say. I pray for you.
Please continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for me. What I'm going to do? Huh?
I'm about to say, ladies out there, pray for my brother. Pray for her. She needs all the prayer that she can get. Dealing with that in her past. You know, she don't deal with that now, but in her past, Lord help her.
I think that she the reason I goddamn got asthma. Shit, damn head I got stuck around my lungs and shit. That's probably why I can't breathe now.
Goddamn.
All that hell, shit, all that mothballs and that dust down there. I know it was dusty up in them titties.
Oh, Lord, bro. Look. You gonna get us in trouble. Somebody gonna
know,
get the
I know them titties was dusty, honey. Them titties had to been dusty, girl. We not gonna talk about it. Woo! I still love you, ex-girlfriend. I do. I still love you if you're out there. You're still my friend. Just, I don't want to suck those horse titties now.
Yeah, damn.
The land of she's on, where I just don't give a. All right, area code 919-806. Look, I want to know, how do you feel about women that do not shave the hair off of their body around their booty? Some girls have big hair on their booty, you know. How do you feel about the women that don't shave their coochie, the underarms, the mouth, the neck, whatever? Anything but the head. Talk to me, 919-806.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's
Hi.
Up?
This is Champagne. Not no 919-806. Champagne. But, yeah,
hey.
I see that, because I'm dealing with this now, my girlfriend is like that. I mean, I don't like it. I don't like hair at all. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a hairy person, but I shave. I constantly shave all the time. Plus, my hair goes back super fast, so I constantly shave all the time. I'm bald, and I call it the genius. But I'm bald on the genius. The legs are shaved, underarm shaved, the half trail shaved. I'm rocking it. But my girl, it's just that. She just will not shave. And then she gets mad because I won't go down on you if you're not shaved. But I just won't. So she's like, babe, give me some head buzz and blah. I'm like, are you shaved? And she's like, no. And I'm like, well, there go your answer. So, I mean, it's nasty to me because, especially when it's hot, yes, that hair soaks in all that stink juice and sweat and whatnot, and you had that funky odor. I just don't like it. I don't like it at all. It's nasty.
It's wrong.
It is.
Well,
it's
we
really want to
thank you for telling us about your hair, boo. And I'm going to tell you, is when your hair, boo, this case is when your hair, boo, go to sleep tonight, this is what you do, okay? You know, she's going to get this snoring, girl, so you turn the air conditioner on just a little bit. So she can't hear nothing. Give her a good old pillow. Get you a little razor. Not them loud ones, but the soft ones that go, not them ones go round. You know, so you get the one that goes, you get them from Walmart for $16.99. They're real small then. And you go to town and that poo-poo the underarms girl, wherever the hell it's at, you need to let her know who is in charge and who is working, honey, because she need to get that under control, because I know it got mothballs down there, you know what I'm saying? I don't care what nobody say. And the coochie is her, the underarms, especially the underarms girl. And that deodorant hit them underarms, and they be having them big giant ass snowflake balls up under there. Mm-mm. That's not cute.
Not at all.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So, I know you love your boo-boo, but I know if you're sick and tired of a girl, she got to please you, too. She got to compromise. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I fell asleep last night, and I really still do need y'all advice on whatnot, I probably will fall asleep a little bit sooner too, because I gotta go to work. But
okay, well, go ahead and tell us. What's your advice? What's your advice? So we can get out of the way.
Yep.
That's your girl. Okay.
So the other day when I was at work, I was on break and whatnot, and I called her because we were talking about religion. I don't know where this conversation came up, but I decided to talk about religion. And me personally, I don't believe in God. There's reasons for it, but I don't believe in God. So I asked her a simple question and whatnot, and she's like, and from religion, basically she told me everything that she's been holding in. So in our relationship, we broke up a good, like a month after we got together, she cheated on me and whatnot, but I took her back. So when I was at work, she told me that she cheated on me again, but this time it was not just one person, it was multiple. 8, to be exact.
Damn.
8 different females, to be exact. And they were all one-night stands and whatnot. And she also told me that eventually she's going to turn back straight. She also told me that a woman can't love another woman. They can only lust. Also, she said that she thinks the LGBT community is a joke. That really set me off. But she thinks it's a joke. And she's not happy with being a lesbian. And, but yet, she said that I'm her main and whatnot. Like, I'm her main chick. Like, she loved me, blah, blah, well, not love me, but she wants to be with me, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of really want to know what I should do, because I got advice from BMO and Printed Souls Radio. Y'all may know, y'all may not, but me and Vimo, we tight, and she gave me some advice. So I want to get some advice from someone who's older and whatnot. So, yeah, I need to know, what the fuck I should do.
Okay, Teddy, you go first, because you know I got something to tell her. Go ahead, Teddy. You talk to her. Please talk to her.
I'm trying. I'm just all confused and discombobulated, because that chick got some issues.
Yeah,
me personally, I would leave her the fuck alone. She's thinking this community is a joke.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna turn back straight. What the hell? What they do to that?
I don't know.
This is just an opinion. I would leave her alone, because that's just too much stress on you, and she thinking this is a joke. Well, let her go be somebody else's problem and not yours.
No. You sure you finished?
I'm gone ahead.
All right, look, sweet. This is KC. Okay. Let me tell you something. About your choice in your religion, I do not judge anybody. You are entitled and have a choice to serve who you want to serve. I'm not gonna get on religion because I serve my God. You know what I'm saying? Does not mean that you are obligated to serve who I serve. You get what I'm saying? All I'm going to do is say, look, it's your life, live it right. You know what I'm saying? Whatever your issues is, or however you came about not believing in God, you know what I'm saying? You and God are going to work that out together. You get what I'm saying? That's between you and God. You know, and nobody should even challenge your faith. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, people shouldn't judge you regardless. That's not what people are supposed to do. So you continue to do what you got to do. But like I said, know your life, live it right. And, you know, that's between you and him. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
As far as the girlfriend situation, let me tell you something. First of all, I would have been out of dough soon as she said she wanted to go back to men. Okay? I would have been out of dough. Mm-hmm. That's just me personally. That's probably where the hell come from. That's because of that cum juice that got soaked all up in the hat and the pussy, and then they made it grow.
Oh,
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's where the poo poo hell came from. I'm sorry, I had to, you know, be real about it. But yeah, but look, this woman just is telling you, you her main jank. That's straight disrespecting the hell out you. Like, you her main jank. You know what I'm saying? What the man? Let me tell you something, man. You don't need to be the main jank. You need to be the one, the only jank. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be no main thing. Best believe, baby, she calling you her main jank. Every girl she fucking is her main jank, too. Trust and believe me. I done played them games. I guess you want to say a retired hoe, right? I am a retired hoe. That's what you want to call me. You know what I'm saying? When you young, you do young and you do stupid stuff. We all have played those games. I don't care who you are. Everybody thought they was a little mad when they was little. You know what I'm saying? And that's okay because you still growing and you still learning yourself. But you, beautiful woman, I see you every day on Twitter. So I know you are a very gorgeous woman. And you do not need to be anybody's main jank. You need to be the one. You need to be the certified one. That's what you need to be. You need somebody that's going to respect you, love you, not be undecided if she want to be gay. That's not who you want to be because you know what you want to do with your life, right, Champagne? You know you want to be gay, right? All right, so you need somebody who's on your level or better, baby. You better believe that. On your level or better. Seems like she's not on your level because she's trying to go back to the pee-pee. You know what I'm saying? And she got her underarms and her booty and her pussy anyway. You know what I'm saying? She's not clean. You know what I'm saying? And you need to stop hurting yourself. She cheated on you with a woman and calling you her man. She don't give a fuck about you. You just something to do. That's real talk. Don't get mad at me. I'm just speaking my mind. But you are just something to do. You are just something to kill time when she ain't got nothing else to do.
I didn't look at it like that.
I don't mean to say it like that, boo, but KC, keep it 100 at all times. That's just me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what it is. Everything you came out and you told me, you can do better, 100% better. You feel what I'm saying? Life is too short to be stumped on by somebody who don't care about you. Matter of fact, to be stumped on by anybody. You don't deserve that. You are a queen. You need a king, baby. Teddy says she'll be a king.
Ooh, baby. I'm the king of VA. I'm looking for a queen now. Oh, right down, right here.
You know what I'm saying? You need somebody that's gonna love you unconditionally. That's gonna see you as the queen that you are. That's gonna know that you are worth everything, that you are above. You, man, you need somebody to see your faults when you don't even see them. You need somebody who appreciates your beauty when you don't even see it. You know what I'm saying? She don't give a hell about, she don't even care about herself.
Mm-mm.
For her to say it's a joke, but she contradicted herself because aren't you messing with a woman? You know, aren't you? Didn't you just cheat on your girlfriend with 8 girls? So how the hell do you think that you want to be gay? You want to be straight because it's a joke? Nah, bitch, you are. You can put her on 3-way or whatever. I would tell her, bitch, you are a joke. You know, made me cuss. Sorry, ladies, please forgive me. But I would tell her she's a joke because you know what I'm saying. Like it's people like her. It's people like her that, you know what I'm saying, make films of today dislike studs because it's people like her. You know what I'm saying? Is she a stud?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is stud.
That's
now,
even what the. What we just talking about this last night, bro?
We were just talking about
these bisexual ass studs that want to hop on the booty, on the dick,
yeah.
Unplanned. We was just talking about this last night. We were just talking about her. Like, she was the one that was on the line, wasn't she?
Yeah,
so she, you know what I'm saying? If she talking about going back to dick, baby, 9 times out of 10, those 8 girls she cheat on you, baby, probably won't even be girls. They probably was dudes.
Ooh.
And let me tell you how to check dick pussy. It's called dick pussy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how to check it. This is what you do. All right. Because, you know, a pussy that has never been penetrated has a sweet and pure smell. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
A virgin pussy, that shit smell good. Now, a woman that has been penetrated before by a man doesn't have the same smell as a virgin pussy.
Mm-hmm.
It has a good smell. Tastes like strawberry cheesecake, but it doesn't taste like strawberry cheesecake with the filling.
strawberry.
You know what I'm saying?
Cheese.
Like the virgin pussy tastes like.
Strawberry.
All right, right? So then when you get the dick, when you put the dick in the pussy, it smell like boiled cabbage, strawberry cheese that has been sitting down there for like 6 weeks, never been in the refrigerator. It smell like mud, a mud pan. It smell like boiled fish that hasn't even been boiled. You get the picture.
Wait, I don't smell like that, though. I've been okay, yeah, go ahead.
Well, you say you've been penetrated, right?
Yeah.
Now you getting penetrated
like that,
now?
That's
the
question. No, I ain't getting penetrated now, but I'm not good.
So you smell like, look, you still got the good pussy that tastes like cheesecake with a little bit of strawberry on top, but just don't got the cream filling. You get what I'm saying? You still got good pussy. It's just, you know, you're not taking dick. You're not taking all that dick right now and all that pussy at the same time. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're not building HIV and STDs. You're not doing that. You're not trying to get people killed. You know what I'm saying? You doing what you gotta do. Mm-hmm. You feel me? We talking about sound like she one of them ones that still be getting the dick and still trying to bring home the turbo, her girls and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Not telling them. She one of them undercover brothers. That's what I'm calling her.
That's a couple
of bravos. She's an undercover bravo, okay?
Oh, God.
But like I said, Champagne, look, you need to know your worth. You need to know that you are better than that. You need to check yourself. You need to know that I'm telling you. And KC has a type, okay? KC likes certain types of women, okay? I'm just joking, y'all. Don't hang up. I'm just joking. Look. we all got a woman that just make us melt. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We all have that single pictures. And you're beautiful. That's all I'm going to say. Okay? You're beautiful. And I'm not gonna be fake with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it 100 with you. You're beautiful. Look, I would say she was blessed, honey. Okay? And I didn't say
yes,
I'm ask Teddy she was.
I want to get a picture. Can Teddy get a picture? I mean, really?
You know what I'm saying? So I keep it 100. So, you know your worth, sweetheart. Don't be sitting around here. You know, this girl ain't treating you right. She cheating on you with 8 people. You know what I'm saying? That's not right. You're better than that. You deserve better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm telling you today that you are a beautiful woman. You're very beautiful. And you're very humble. And you deserve better. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, so I want you to take this, apply it, and kick her dick dyke and her pussy and booty ass out of the house. Stamp by KC Management. Thank you, Champagne. We love you. We gonna come back to you though, okay? I want you to marinate on that. I want you to tell me what you don't leave now, but I want you to tell me what you your final decision when I come back to you. I'm gonna take these next callers, okay?
Okay.
All right, now you hear me? Kick that sweaty hairy bushwood pussy out your house.
All right.
All right, sweetheart. All right, your code 202-213. The question is, we're talking about women that have hair on their back, hair on their pussy, their booties, their titties, all that stuff, face and back and neck, and don't want to cut it off. How do you feel about the hairy woman? All right, your code 202-213. Talk to us.
Well, hello, Daddy. This is, you know, the old baby girl.
Hey, girl.
And for one, it's too damn hot. It is too damn hot. And for one, me, myself, I'm a hairy person, but I'm also a virgin. So, I mean, but at the same time, I got to. I can't do it. The cycle, I can't do it. It's too damn hot. And I do the fems. No shade on the stud, but there is one. Good God, Miss Molly. But anyhow, I can't do all the hair. You got to do something. You got to shave something. Do something, please. But can I give advice on Miss Champagne?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Ms. Champagne, as far as what you were asking advice on, baby girl, I'm going to tell you like this. As far as the LGBT being a joke, I've been in this life all my life, and I'm 30. I was 5 when I discovered it. But at the same time, LGBT to me, it means lovely, greatly, beautifully transformed by our creator. And to me, it's not a joke. And it pisses me off when people, when women come into this lifestyle because they're hurt by a man and then they become this old heart stud or whatever, they become even a so-called lesbian. It pisses me off because you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're wanting, and it makes us look bad. I said this last night, and it's not a joke. It's really you're playing with people's lives, and you need to get up off of it. And that's my advice. And to you, that girl, you, well, I don't know what you look like, but you're still a queen because you're a woman.
Amen.
And you're a woman and you're a queen, and whoever comes into your life should treat you as such. And I don't agree with the way he's treating you at all. It's degrading and it's disgusting, and it pisses me off for any woman to be mistreated by anybody, man or woman. Whatever you decide to be, heterosexual, gay, whatever, you should be treated as a queen. And that's my advice.
All right, Miss Precious, I want to thank you for calling in. She's on radio. Do not go anywhere because we're going to continue these topics, okay?
And that's what's up.
All right, thanks so much. Area code 804-236. The question tonight is, how do you feel about Harry Woman, period, with the booty and the titties and everything that's her, and, you know, they don't take the time to, you know, take care of that. How do you feel about that?
Okay, before I get on the Harry Munchbox thing, you know, I got something to say to fuck. You already know I got something to say to the champagne. Fuck the girl. Fuck the girl. Leave the girl alone. The girl don't know what she wants. She confused. Don't let her confuse you. You sound like you got too much sense dealing with her. Fuck her. And tell her that Shonda said it. I ain't even gonna use my nickname. Tell her Shonda said it. And look me up on Facebook. That's my name, Shonda. Twitter, everything. Fuck her. Shit. Piss me off. But anyway, about the Harry. About the no, because that touched me. Because, you know,
yeah.
I ain't even gonna get into it. Because, you know, I can go too far with that. But anyway, about the Harry situation, I mean, I don't know. Some people say, some people don't. I guess I just kind of go with what my lover like. Now, as far as, I ain't got no hair on my back and my ass and all that shit, but if I did, it wouldn't be there. But the places where it grow naturally, like, you know, I shave my underarms, don't get me wrong, but my coochie, you know, if my girl wanted it shaved, then it's going to be shaved. If she wanted to be a little bit hair, then it's going to be a little bit hair. And I ain't going to let it grow for years. She's got life fucked up. Okay. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I got to take it down home. And I can't, you know, she can't be looking like the bush outside the apartments and shit. But, you know, that's what I'm feeling. I ain't like that. But in the underarm thing, come on now. Every woman, stud, femme, whatever you are, you need to shave that shit. That shit don't look right. Like you said, with them mothballs under the underarms, deodorant and all that. Come on now. That shit ain't even attractive. You in the club, you go to dance, and all you see is white balls and hell. No.
No.
Don't even walk past it, because I'm going to say something to your ass.
I'm going to get Rick Ross on you, huh? You know what I'm talking about.
That shit is terrible, boy. I should. And the ladies with the mustaches and the beards and things, stop trying to shave that shit. Get you some Nair or some shit, because that's all them bumps and stuff you got. That shit is unattractive. That shit is not cute. I mean, some people can't help it where it grow, but if you're going to do it right, come on now. Cut clean with it. Get you some Nair or something. They got all types of stuff now.
Miss Mingling will do it for $25 and stay off for 6 months.
Yeah, wax or something, you know.
She'll scrape it off, girl, with that thing, and it'd be good. I mean, just like a baby's booty, I'm telling you.
And if you're going to be wearing the bikinis and stuff, we don't want to see the hair hanging off the side. I mean, we're going to keep the hair down there. Come on, all that shit in the way. I'm just you know me, I'm gonna keep it real, I'm gonna keep it 100, I'm gonna put
that was you supposed to do
scenario
it.
In there.
We want you to be real. We want you to keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
We are.
That's what I got to say about that.
We feel. Well, I want to thank
pain.
You.
Huh? Champagne, fuck your girlfriend. Champagne, fuck your girlfriend.
Say it again. One more time.
Champagne, fuck your girlfriend.
That's crazy, man. Yes, sir. Well, thank you, Miss 212. I'm about to say 212. Girl, Lord Jesus.
804. Come on now. I got to represent for man.
Thank
come
you
on.
So much, area code 804236 for continuing to make me laugh. Yes, I need that.
Yeah.
I need that. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Beep, beep.
No, I ain't going away. I'm waiting for the next one.
I know. You know it's going to be crazy. You know, we some random people over here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to hit these next people up, and I'm going to come back with the next topic, all right?
All right.
All right, area code 254-624. Tell us exactly how do you feel about women that refuse to shave the body hair around their, you know, the private parts, the underarms. Some girls keep it on their booty. I had to have it all down their back and their legs, on their face. Bush balls around their titties. How do you feel about it, 254? Talk to me.
Y'all are crazy. I don't know, man, because my sister, like, she's one of those girls, like, she thinks she's fine, you know, big heels, hair always done. But, like, in the corner of her chin, like, she got these little curly hairs, man, and she don't shave them. She thinks it's cute, I guess. She keep it there. I guess it's her signature because she did not shave it. And then my mom, she don't shave her leg. It's just, they don't shave that part of the family. I don't know what's wrong with them. They got these little hairs on their face. They don't shave. But I shave everything.
That's right.
And then one of my friends from high school, she's a stud. She don't shave her underarms.
Mm.
And it's nasty. Like, one day she came to hug me, and it was just It was bad.
Did you hug her back?
I kind of patted her back, you know, like, hey, pat,
Dirt
pat.
Dirt
okay, see, got her in class now, bye.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. And then I was talking to this one girl. She calls herself a dominant, a dom. She don't like to be called stud. She's a dom. And I don't know what we were talking about. And I asked her about that. She's like, no, I really don't like to shave. I was like, what? She's like, it's too much work. And I was like, well, there's other options. But I don't know. I think people should just shave. Just do it. Suck it up. Go get that little razor and just shave.
Mm-hmm. Let
or
go,
go
and
to,
just
like,
get
go
this.
To Ming Ling and get Ming Ling to
yeah,
wax.
Yeah, she'll do everything. Ming Ling, she is the boss bitch, Ming Ling. I'm trying to tell you. She'll shave you down, cut you some eyebrows, cut your nails off, trim your toenails all in 15 minutes. Y'all better get with her. She's in the business.
Y'all are silly.
She will cut them, whack them. She'll whack them hairs around them titties, too.
I've never seen that before. People have that there?
Yes, I told you one of my ex-girlfriends, she had it there. I pick with her.
I wasn't on the phone at that point. I just called in, like.
This time I pick with her on the regular. It's just, girl, we became good friends after that show. Okay.
That's on her booty?
Yeah, it was on her nose, around her titties and her booty. She, you know, around the booty, you know you have a little hair sometimes on the outside. You know what I'm saying? But. Around her titties, she had, like, a whole beard.
Ew.
Yeah, it was like.
That?
It was like Osama bin Laden had pussy around the titties.
Ew.
Ain't nothing. Shit, I tell her to her face. Ain't nothing. Know what I'm saying? Man, she'll listen to it later on. She'll hear I'm talking about. I ain't gonna do no more laugh.
I don't know how to feel about that.
On
your booty?
Yeah, I ain't know how to feel either. Shit, I would have called
the
police.
Oh, wow. If you wax that, it's gonna hurt.
Man, she had nipple rings and all that, man, hiding up in the hair. I don't know why she got it there. They don't even know how the hell the goddamn tattoo dude got to the nipples, man. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I can't even get an answer to that. Yes, it was long. I mean, it was like longer than tree branch leaves out this joint. She had.
I'm getting sick. I just see it. Oh my God.
Ew. Is it collie?
I got bad visions now. I need to go to bed.
So every time you ride down that dock road and you see that long ass tree trying to jump, you trying to duck that long ass tree. While you driving, this is what I want you to do before I let you go. I want you to think about them long hair ass titties I just told you about.
I'm gonna tweet you every time.
Oh wow! About them long titties, girl. That long hair cornrowed girl. She could have put dreads on them titties. I ain't lying. She could have just went on and switched it up. I'm being real, man. Shit. Today, what we talk about on She's on How the Dog Realness? We keep it 100. Straight up.
That's horrible. Oh baby.
I'm going to give her the link so she can hear it, so she can laugh. She ain't doing my laugh about it. It's funny as hell. You know what I'm saying? But, I definitely want to thank you for calling. She's on radio. And what I told Miss 919, next time you see a girl, she got all that hair on her underarms and you don't like all that hair on her underarms, you take a goddamn bushwhack weasel, tweezer or something, and you shave her titties and her underarms and her pussy all at the same time while she sleep. Give her a little bit of some of that sleepy time tea from Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
What is it all? Celestials? What is it called? Celestials, some shit.
Celestial sleepy time tea.
Yes, get her some of that sleepy time tea. Get the little teddy bear on her, girl. And she be passed out.
Why you gotta have teddy bear on the damn box?
Yes, they got some good stuff. That's some good tea. I bet you get rid of them nipple hairs and all the hair on her arms.
Oh, God.
But thank you so much. Thank you so much, 254624. I'm going to come right back to you, okay? We got a couple more people and we're going to hit up a new question, okay? All right, you're cool. 804-591. We talking about her girls with hairy armpits, hairy booty, everything. Just her. How do you feel about her, a woman? Talk to me.
Let me tell you about how I feel about this shit. One, I'm the topic starter, so woo-woo. Anyways, you guys got me laughing my ass off. One, I just want to say, Casey, you got a bitch going like double agent trying to find the number to this place. Because I'm saying you have it at 616 and the 646, girl.
Come on.
Yes.
Stop playing.
I am so for real.
I do got, girl. That's probably why ain't, girl, I'm sorry. Let me change it.
I know. Oh, man. Oh, geez. I know that, too. I'm like, oh.
Well, thank God we got regulars and know the number, Chad.
I was like, five different sizes of shit. I was like, hold up. I know this ain't the shit. But I'm just going to put it in my phone anyway. Nah, all right. For the women with, I'm gonna start by body part. With the chin hair. I'm sorry. The other day, I was in D.C., right? And I was walking with my sister. We were going through the little exhibits and stuff. And I turned and I see a stud. I said, oh, you know, this is stuff. She had a motherfucking mustache. Like, a straight-up mustache. Like, I mean, like, Papa La Grande mustache.
and I just wanted to take some tweezers and just pluck that shit. Like, seriously. But nah, that shit was, I was like, ugh, you know? But me personally, if I'm going to work my ass off, you know, shaving every little body part that, you know, needs to be shaven, I personally would love the respect back. You know, if you got a hairy pussy, trim that shit, shave it, whatever. Hairy legs, that's disgusting. It really is. It's really disgusting. I don't want to, like, you know, look at, say we go into the pool or whatever, and you take off your sweatpants and you got your trunks on, and I see Chewbacca's leg. I don't think so.
No, that's right.
You know? I think I'm gonna start an epidemic and bring a razor with me at all times, and do it for them. If they want to be fucking lazy like that, you know, that is some bullshit.
Well, some girls like to have, like, hair pussy, like, hair vagina. I'm sorry, some of y'all don't know the word pussy. But they have hair vagina in the wintertime. So they say it keeps them warm, but, girl, I get a blanket in there. I ain't got time for all that.
Mm-hmm.
Once that heat hits at nighttime, you be in the house and that heat be booming, man. You're gonna be sweating. It's gonna be stinking when you wake up and go to the bathroom.
And trust me, I go to Ling Ling. Well, I don't go to Ling Ling. I go to, like, Mean Jing Ling, the bitch that costs $60 and shit. I make sure that, you know, that shit is well taken care of. And you know what? That's what I might do. I might, like, on my next date, if I see some hair, I'm just be like, hey, baby, let's go on a date, and, like, take that bitch to Miss Ling Ling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's get all whacked. But my question is, I came in at the middle of Miss Champagne's conversation. What's wrong with her stud?
She was pretty much the thing she was saying. Pretty much, her girlfriend has her pussy and everything, and she was saying that her girlfriend was keep telling her that she's going back to become a straight. I guess that's what she was saying.
Oh, for real? Well, her girlfriend needs to make up her motherfucking mind, because that is some bullshit. I mean, I think that is the most disrespectful thing. Like, you know, me personally, I've been a lesbian my whole entire life. And I have many stud friends. And, like, you know, my stud friends would be coming up to me and be like, oh, my God, this girl straight up cheated on me with a dick. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, that is just the most disrespectful thing. If you are with someone who is a full-blown lesbian, you know, and you're thinking about being with a male, then you need to cut that shit real quick and go ahead and be a male, be with a male instead of disrespecting her while, you know, being or wanting to be with a male, because, I mean, that's just really fucked up. You know? But yeah. Whew. Ooh, child. Sorry.
You had to take a breath after all that, then.
Yeah.
I understand. Well, you know, each his own, but, you know, I just don't have time to be trying to slide down and try to jump between no barracuda while I'm trying to have sex. I'm not trying to get choked down there, because you know, if excessive is a real hurricane kingdom, your arm and shit been got stuck, you been got killed down there. That's attempted murder. They trying to kill us. You know what I'm saying? I just feel that people that have long ass hair and booty hair and titty hair and all that stuff, they need to goddamn shave it before they, you know what I'm saying? That's not right, man. That should be a law.
Shit.
It should be a
law.
What?
here, this is the law. You ready? If you think you're gonna get down with your girl, right? And you personally think that, you know, you got some hairy situation, I think you should be like, hold on, baby, and run to the bathroom and do a quick shave. That's what I personally think. Because who wants to have fucking pubic balls coming out their mouth and shit?
We don't need all that coming out of nothing. We just need to get the weed whack and shave that nasty shit off and goddamn spray it down with a goddamn hose. That's just terrible. It's trifling. And it shouldn't be out to the community. The community should not be infested with that hair shit. It should just not be a fucking law. I don't know. But it's nasty. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to get in too much detail because we already know she need to shave her beard. Yeah. She need to shave all that tits around her nipples. And she need to get that damn shit off her damn pussy. We, you know, this is not the Lion King. We do not live in the forest, you know. And we damn sure don't want to be kings. I'm just saying. You know, that's just not right. Kill her. Kill her. She needs to be smacked. But I want to thank you so much, sweetheart, for coming on. She's on radio. Look, do not go anywhere. The next topic will be up.
Okay?
Don't go nowhere.
All right.
All right. Thanks so much. Area code 860-990. Talk to us. We're talking about her coochie and her hair. How you feel about her woman?
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
All right. And you too.
I'm not doing too good, but I'm going to be okay. Hey, here I go. I'm bringing it back old school. It really doesn't matter to me. Honestly, it doesn't. I won't, you know, I'm not going to mess with someone who's got a bush up underneath their arms where you can see it hanging out through their shirt or anything like that, looking like a fucking bearilla, not even a gorilla or a bear, a fucking bearilla. But, I don't shave, okay? I'm sitting back and I'm listening throughout the whole conversation. I don't shave. I do shave my facial hair because I have an abundance of testosterone. So I do shave my facial hair on a daily basis. And I use good razors. I don't have bumps. I don't have all that bullshit, the black marks, nothing. I have to shave my beard, my mustache, my sideburns, my chin, the whole nine yards. Then to the wax thing. The wax thing just doesn't work. It fucks up my skin. I can get a haircut today, and tomorrow I got a shadow. And that's with a straight razor and an edger. That's just the way I am. As far as down below, everybody knows. You all know, people in Radio Land know, I was a touch-me-not for many years, so it didn't matter whether I shaved or not. Nobody was fucking with it. It was just me fucking with it, and I could care less. Legs, I shaved my legs when I was 12. I'm 47 now, so that was 35 years ago. I did it once, didn't like it, didn't like the itchiness, didn't like the stubble coming back. I have nice, soft, smooth hair on my leg. Sorry, I don't shave. I ain't got to worry about a bikini because I don't wear them. I wear swim trunks. And I don't have hair on my back. I don't know. I've never seen my ass, you know, except for when I look in the mirror. I don't see any hair, so I ain't got no hairy ass looking like Sasquatch. You know, and as far as the young lady who's dealing with that chick that says she wants to go back straight, bring your ass back straight. My ex-wife did it. See you later. Bye-bye. Chick rocks. See you later. Fucking have a good life. You know, give her the boot. That's all I can say about that. And that's basically it. I mean, there's a lot of people that have opinions about hair, and I respect it. I just don't care. This is bush. Yeah, I just move the bush out of the way. It's real simple. Move the bush out of the way and you can work with that bitch. That shit better smell clean. It better not smell funky. I'll take some goddamn shampoo, some Listerine, some bleach, scrub it. It doesn't matter. I'm old school, so I mean, you know, hell, there were only a few select of us when I was coming up. And, you know, we didn't worry about hair. All we worried about is, yeah, we got a girl who likes girls. And now it's just like, it's a craze.
Yeah, that's a whole other topic.
But, yeah. Anyways, I'm not doing good. I got to go and have surgery on my knee. I'm all fucked up. Coming to she cry with a cane. Oh, well.
Such is life. I just look like Tip Mac Daddy.
The girl still gonna be at you though.
No, they're not. Because guess what?
Oh yeah, they really gonna be at you then.
No, they're not. Listen, let me tell you something about me. I'm not a flashy dresser. If it were up to me, I'd wear a polo and a nice pair of pants or a nice pair of shorts, something like that. I don't do dress shirts and all that unless I'm going to a wedding or a funeral. Like, I'm not the type to get dressed up anymore. I used to do it all the time. And, you know, the older I've gotten, the more reserved and laid back I've gotten with my dress and everything. So, I mean, I'm not going to be all flashy. I don't wear a lot of jewelry or anything like that. That's just not me. You know, there's more to me than jewelry. There's more to me than flashy clothes. You know, it's what's inside that counts. So, you know, I mean, I've been doing a lot of soul searching about She Pride. I think I'm just going to lay back, have a good time with my peoples, and I'm not coming down there looking for very much of anything. I had my heart set, hope set on something that got crushed. Oh, well, next, move on. You know, I just gave a $90 bottle of perfume away the other day. And a damn Pandora bracelet. Ain't that shit?
Dang.
Yeah.
I feel your pain, bro. I feel your pain.
Must like that
A Pandora bracelet and a freaking bottle of Can-Can by Paris Hilton. I went all over. I ended up in Macy's looking stupid. Do you know what Can-Can is?
Oh, yes, we sell it right here. Besides a nice file.
Thank you very much. So, anywho, I'm going to just chill, eat, drink, be merry. In that order.
Right on. Sounds good to me.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I have an order. Yes. I have an order. I'll inbox you. No, I'm not feeling that good tonight, you guys.
I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, I'm in some pain, man.
Take it easy, man.
But I need you to get yourself together, lay down, get
right.
I've been laying down since I got off work, so I'm chilling. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I had to go to the emergency room because my knee is two times the size that it should be. So, you know, I'm all right, though. Just in a lot of pain, feel uncomfortable, that's all. And good evening, ladies. Out in Radio Land. If I didn't say good evening to the ladies, good evening, ladies. And enjoy the show. I'm just going to sit back and listen now. But I wanted to comment about the whole hair thing. It doesn't matter to me. There's so much more than body care that I have to worry about. Like, show me your papers. And is she going to go crazy on me and, like, stab me up or, you know, stalk or whatever? I don't know. You know, how's the heart? How's the inside? You know, the heart. Not the outside so much, but how's that inside? And remember, ladies, do not judge your inside by another person's outside.
Is that right?
So, I will talk to you all tomorrow. I'm going to sit back and enjoy the show. Thank
all
you.
Right,
for, all right,
thank
now.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you feel better.
You're welcome. Thank you very
brother,
much.
Bro.
All right, now.
All right, area code 731-446. Tell us exactly how do you feel about women with body hair.
Guys, this is Vimo from Imperial Souls Radio, and we finna go to church, okay?
All right.
Go to church. I'm ready. Okay, so I made a little list because I was going to be going Lunchbox if I didn't make a list. So, I think that was my baby Champagne. She calls into my show, but she, my advice, like, find you a real woman. Like, don't be messing with no lames. Like, find you somebody that's going to be, that knows who they are. Like, we are too young to be soul-searching right now. So, you know, if they aren't, if they want to go back straight, fine. Let them do them. But she's young, we are young, you know, live what you do, do what you live, exactly like that. Like, there's no point in worrying about other people, especially when they doing their own thing. And you have other people, there are more lesbian fishes in the sea, just saying. Okay, the hairy nipple things, you have got to be talented to have hairy breasts. I have never seen that in my life. Oh, my God. Yeah, I see pictures. Goddamn. Yes, you have got to be, you've got to be talented to grow.
Too much for me.
You've got to, you've really got to have some kind of for real talent to grow breast hair. Because I don't, like, you can barely even see the hair on my body. Like, unless it's like my underarms or something, because I've shaved it before. But, like, if you look at my breasts or, like, my stomach, you cannot tell that I have hair there if I do have hair there. So, you know, you've got to have real talent for that. My advice, shave and wax. Like the other person just said, you know, it might not matter to her, but, you know, the way you carry yourself is very important. Like, you know, you can tell confidence and you can tell when you keep up yourself because it makes a difference in your appearance. Like, you start glowing when you start taking care of yourself. And I believe that's a very big part in straight women and lesbian women, anybody. Men, too. Men keep themselves up. You know, and I've talked to many guys about this because I had this same question. And I was thinking, you know, women shave, but, like, do men, you know, take care down there? And, you know, over at least 95% of the guys said yes. So men keep themselves up, so why not women? And even if you're not feminine, it's important. And to be my girlfriend, it's, you cannot be hairy. Like, it's just not going to work because I had braces once upon a time. And hair and braces does not work. I've tried. Mm-hmm. And it just does not work. I don't have them anymore, but I know the pain. It is hard. It is hard out here for a pimp. So, with that being said, you know, like, oh, also, fuck quick shaving. Like, when that girl said, babe, go get in there and shave real quick, no. You finna take your time because you ain't finna be... Your vagina is not going to be bleeding all over my sheets because you was quick shaving. Like, you got to take very careful, you know, steps to shave. Like, that's important, too. You know, don't just be careless with yourself. And, you know, personally, I just don't like hair, period. Like, I have guy friends, and if I see armpit hair, I freak out. Like, I hate it. Hair grosses me out. So I shave just about every time I get in the shower because I'm conscious of it. So, you know, if you plan on being my friend, I advise you to shave. And if not, I'm going to put you to sleep and I'm going to shave you my damn self.
Well, that's right. It works.
Man, like, I'm going to, let me find out you ain't shaving. I'm going to have a talk. Yep.
You're telling the truth. You're telling the truth, man. You know, people should take better care of their body, man. So how the hell you think you want to go down there and mess around in your magic kingdom and you don't even tame it? No, not applicable.
Nope, that's a negative on that one. Negative.
Yeah.
Your lion is not going to be roaring at me today.
Oh, I know. It's not right. Over.
But you're
going to
tame that monkey.
Now I grab back. You can beat the hell out of that lion, boy. I ain't playing.
Get the brain in there. Damn it.
Yeah. Go Madea, girl. Grab some other purse, girl. I ain't playing with it. Hold on. Get that.
Man.
Get my razor. Get my razor.
Do not make me throw grits on you.
Yes. With the fan.
I know. Do not think that I, because I am very able. I am able and I'm willing. So do not underestimate the power.
You said the grits, Lord. Yes, the grits.
You throw and
sweat.
Throw and
sweat. Yes. Oh, man, I wouldn't even go through the steps. I had to smack, beat the hell out of it. I wouldn't even go for the person. I'd just go for the crouch. You know what I'm saying? Just get it away. What is it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even go for the person, man. But now, you know, we joking around over here. You know, we having a good time. But, you know, he definitely telling the truth. You feel me? Like, you know, I really admire you for, you know, really telling the truth tonight that you got to take care of your body. I like realness, and you spoke it. You said take care of your body. If you don't take care of your body, who want to look at that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you can be the most sexiest
woman
temple. In the world.
Your body is a temple, and I'm not saying that like out of the Bible or anything, like don't get tattoos and stuff, but I'm saying like take care of yourself. You know, take pride in your body. Like, no matter what it looks like, you know, keep it up the best way you can. Like, you are able. If you are able, you better do that thing, because it's not happening around here. It's not happening. So, you know. But
right.
I'm just thanking you guys for having me on tonight. I hope y'all have a great night.
We thank you, too. We gotta come check you out.
Yeah,
come check you out.
I was trying to do business with y'all, but you know, everybody ain't able.
Man, let me tell you something about She's on Radio. All right, I'm just gonna be 100 with you. You know what I'm saying? If you DM me or something, 9 times out of 10, I may not get it because I'm on Facebook more than I am on Twitter.
No,
so,
I emailed you and we talked about. Yes, we talked about it because I was like, maybe we should partner up and do an event.
Oh, that
but
was
like,
you.
Yeah, all of our stuff is online, though. Like, combining radio shows and stuff, it's all online. So, like, events, I'm not talking about in person because you was like, man, we booked for this year. I mean, I understand you busy, but I'm trying to.
I was misunderstood. I thought you was, when somebody say, you know, do events, and I thought you was talking about, you know, offline stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I got misunderstood, but I'm glad you here to clarify. But yeah, you know, it's whatever. You know, just let me know. You got my email address. We can talk about now. Now that I know you're not talking about offline, because offline is just swamp.
I understand, but you know, I'm just here to help represent and spread the word, get some good stuff going, and you know, maybe we can do this together. You know,
we can do that. Maybe we can.
Yeah, but okay. I will email you probably later this week and we'll work something out.
All right, we can talk about it.
But all right.
We all we got. Yeah,
exactly.
It happen. We all we
y'all
got.
Did it.
All right.
Yeah, but I hope y'all have a great show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right,
have a good one.
You too.
Right. All right, we're going to take it to area code 843-538. Tonight's topic, we're talking about hairy-ass women. How do you feel about hairy-ass women? Area code 843-530. Talk to us.
I think that shit is nasty.
Mm-hmm.
It is disgusting. And as far as me being a big girl, like, every time I get in the shower, I shave. I think that shit is just disgusting. Like, who would want to go down there and even smell your juice box, and that shit got awful like that. That is a turn on.
What'd she say? Say it again.
Turn on.
I said, who anybody that shaved, like nobody would want to go down there and suck on your juice box and that shit smell awful like it. Hair attracts odor.
Yes, and you sucking the hair and the juice. Oh, God.
And I think that is so nasty.
Mm.
And as far as the second caller that had called and said that it makes her upset to when women go to women because men have hurt them, I can understand that. I'm not a victim of that. I've always been curious, but I've just put my foot in 2 years ago. But I've always been curious. So that kind of took me to the left a little bit. But anyway.
Go ahead and talk about it. Go ahead and talk about it.
I mean, like, as far as me, I still consider myself new in the lesbian world or whatever the case may be. You want to talk it. I don't think it's a joke. I think it's real serious. As far as big girls, I don't think that we get as much attention as the rest of them do. But I guess that goes for whoever has a preference. But like I say, I take anybody's advice. I talk about things. I'm a good listener. But that Harry shit got to go. That's just some nasty shit I can't get to. And I damn sure ain't going to touch on nobody that's Harry, because if I ain't got none, then how the hell you think I want to touch on you?
I know that.
That shit is just disgusting. I don't understand how somebody can. And then on top of that, it's hot as a bitch. You don't smell yourself? Like, really?
Hey, you know what I hate, though, for real? Why you talking about that? You know what I hate, though, for real? Those ones that had big pussy, had a big afro down there, and then they want to go down there and spray perfume and shit.
Oh, God, that's just wrong, man, wrong. I'm
trying to keep that shit fresh like it's a goddamn, like it's a fucking fro on top of the hair. Bitch, you need to spray some goddamn cut me the fuck off spray.
That's the devil is a lot of shit. Now, I can say I don't use Nair, I just shave, because I think that Nair shit stinks.
Yes, it do. And that V too. That V smell terrible.
Yeah. And
smell so, like perm.
I would rather shave and take my chances than to put Nair on it, because that shit stink for real. And then, if you put it down there and a bitch go to smelling that shit, they gonna think you stink, but it ain't you, it's the Nair that you done used. So then you gotta cuss the bitch out and explain yourself and all. Everybody got time for that. Just say the shit and keep it moving. If not,
right.
You got plenty of places, nail salons, everything will shave that shit off for you. It's just unnecessary. And it's coming from a big girl. Real talk.
Yeah, shave them weed whackers.
That is
true.
I think that is so impressive. And then they say that, like, can't nobody see it. I think it's nasty.
It is.
Then they want to wear thongs and have the hair hanging out the thongs. That is just disgusting.
That's not sexy at all. Makes me want to throw up in the
She want to have the bush hanging out. You know when you go to the beach, and I know y'all seen this before. Yeah, I've been to the beach. Some people haven't been to the beach, but have you ever been to the beach? And the woman that want to wear those, I guess you call them like two pieces.
Right.
And when you go to the beach, there's always one woman that have a big hairy pussy.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I'm thinking about some stuff I seen, like, I said, I was at the beach, girl. She had, oh, my goodness, it was like, she was this white lady. Or she didn't have to be white. She could have been, like, you know what I'm saying, maybe another, you know, she wasn't dark like me, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
She was, like, real light, and she had a hairy pussy, and her pussy hair was black. Girl, if that didn't scare the hell out of me, scared the shit out of me, this was actually last summer.
Well, I just think it's a period.
I know, forget that.
Everybody is going to have hair, but you need to take care. It's straight like that. It's no way around. I don't care where it at or where it come from. Just shave that shit. Or go to, I mean, you see all the girls get their hair and their nails and shit, then you can't shave the shit off. That ain't cute. Mm-hmm.
And we gotta go through all. You gotta spend all that money to get your poo poo cut off. You can even, like I told the other girl, some people don't know about this. I guess they're scared of it. But you can get the liner that cuts men's hair that give them shape ups. You can get the liner. It's not as heavy duty as the fresh razor, And
right.
You can shave yourself. You can just use that
right.
to shave. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Maybe I had to say. Well, I know my friend used to shave, man. Oh, well,
yeah,
we used to have a kid. He used to shave, man. And go to work.
I tried that one time and something white splashed on me and I'll never do it again.
You said what? What? Hold on, time.
Y'all, look, I'm sorry. Y'all know Casey Nash and Casey Crazy. I'm just speaking real. I'm speaking some gully stuff.
You said something came
out. Yeah, I went to go shave. But see, I was a baby. I was a little baby lesbian. You know what I'm saying? I went to go shave my ex-girlfriend. And some white, I don't know if she's skeet. I don't know what happened. But it had splashed on me, man. That shit scared me. I don't do that no more. I just let the woman do it. And if she needs some help, I'll come over there and look at it with my microscope and help her and guide her to where she need to go. Because I don't need that to ever happen to me again.
Oh, well, that turned me on.
Turn you on?
Yeah, I mean, I'll do it myself. Don't get me fucked up now. I do mine on the regular, but if I had somebody do mine, that shit would turn me on.
It did turn me on, so she splashed waterfall, and it won't even come. It was something else. It was just nasty.
But it didn't turn you on if it was nasty.
That was the last time I said so, too. Because I'm OCD girl. I can't play that. Mm-mm. No, ma'am. No. I'm OCD.
Oh, Lord. Well, I just think it's nasty, and it's not what's up.
I can't get down. Can't get down with the her swamp thing coochie. Can't get down with it. No. Like, I'm not trying to be rude or nothing like that, but you do. It's just nasty, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have a little bit of hair. You know, like a little bit, like maybe like a trim or a line or something like that. Or
no,
it's real. It's cut. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, where it's, you know, nicely shaped. You feel me? But don't be
okay.
Scaring me down there with no United Kingdom Lion King Mufasa cut down there. And, you know what I'm saying? No.
But I don't have to go through that.
Well, more power to you. Thank you for keeping it up and keeping it, you know what I'm saying, not killing people. Because it's not right to society. It should be, like I told you, it should be a law. Against having big hairy womp pussy. It should just be a law about it.
It should be a felony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be. It should be like a $3,000 fine for having swamp coochie. I'm serious, man. Cause that thing is killing people. That's why you don't see your friends no more. That ass got stuck in that. That's where it went.
Yeah, boy. Can I ask y'all a question?
Yes, ma'am. You can ask us anything you want to ask us.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, why do some studs don't like big girls? They think we stink or something?
Go ahead, Ted, answer that question. I'm going to come last because I've been waiting on somebody to ask me that. Go ahead, Ted.
You know what? Because, okay, like, I live in VA, but I'm from South Carolina. And so I went to, this weekend, my sister came and got me, and we went to the club, Godfrey's. Well, that was my first time. Okay, well, when I went in there, it seemed like, I guess because I've never been, so I guess I'll call myself fresh meat. Because I had a whole lot of attention. But Saturday when I went into color, it was like it was no attention at all. And then one girl, she was a stud. I cussed her the fuck out like, bitch, don't try to push nobody on me. That ain't what the fuck I came here for. You know what I'm saying? She really, like, had really pissed me off. Like, bitch, I don't have no low self-esteem. I don't need nobody to danger me. Because I would shake this ass all through this floor and leave everybody about this bitch looking stupid. So
you know,
I don't need no... Right. Yeah. Don't try to... I don't need you to play magic.
Right.
And then she tried, like, bitch, you ain't even hot for real. So you better be glad that I even want to put my ass on you.
Ooh,
I know that girl. I like you. What do you live at? You in Richmond?
I just moved to Fever. Don't judge me.
Damn. See, I like you.
Yeah.
I can chill with a man like you.
I'm from South silent. You know what I'm saying? I stay to myself. I don't, like my sister, they always come and get me because I'm a loner. Like, I stay in the house. I don't do all the clubs and all that else. I really don't do that much. But she came to get me this weekend. It was like, we going out. So it was like, at Godfrey's, I had fun. Like, I was the life of the motherfucker party. But I guess they were saying, like, Colors is for young bitches. And I could see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 31. I ain't got time to play with y'all, Karen. I beat y'all ass the fuck up in. Real talk. Like, don't try to disrespect me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think they take big girls for a weakness, but I'll whoop your ass for real. Don't disrespect me. If you don't want to talk to me, that's what's up. I'm not mad. You know what I'm saying? Because you might not be the one that want to talk to me, but it's a nah bitch on the other side that might want to lick me from head to toe. So I ain't worrying about
you. Girl, you better, girl. Hey, so. I like her, Teddy. I can deal with her.
I can't.
She cool. She laid back.
I ain't what you saying about studs that don't like plus size women or big girls. All studs ain't like that. Because I'm one. I like them all shapes, sizes, and colors. It really don't matter to me. As long as you treat me the same way I treat you, it is what it is.
Right. I understand that.
Man, as far as big woman, let me tell you something. Right? This Casey, as far as big woman, you know what I'm saying? Anybody who do not like you for your size, for what you look like, for what you are about, is not comfortable in their own skin. They insecure, they damn say they mad because you looking good, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. They don't have no, they got low self-esteem and they stupid as hell, you know what I'm saying? And don't worry about them because like you said, you're going to be shaking their ass all over through the goddamn club, girl. You better shake that ass.
Casey, me and
ass.
You, me and you, friends on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm Casey. It's me.
I know, I said me and you friends.
What's your name on Facebook?
Big Bobby.
Big body, hold on. Just send me an inbox or something. Let me know it's you. I got like 5,000 friends. Huh?
Okay,
oh, I just
see that. Like, you know, but it's.
Oh yeah,
it's,
I'm in Richmond too. You know what I'm saying? I done been out. Girl, let me tell you, I done been all up in through colors. I done been all up in through Godfrey's, Dacian, Babe's Head. I done been through all of them. Let me tell you something. And I'm gonna get you a club to go to. But it seems like you're not with all that drama. You know what I'm saying? You seem like
I just want to be laid back. You know what I'm saying? Right. I take a little drink.
I'm
going to get
on love to go to.
A conversation and keep it put. I ain't looking for nobody that.
I'm going to give you a club to go to. Hold on. I'm going to give you a club to go to. Okay. All right. Here go a club in Richmond to go to. Is anybody on the line that live in Richmond, Virginia? Whatever y'all want to come down here. It's this club called Babe's. Okay.
This
club called Babes. I found out about this club when I started performing there, but the club is called Babes, right? And this club is it. You can go in there, you know, it's a mixed culture. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing but lesbians in there, it's a lesbian bar, a lesbian owned club. And,
right.
You know, the drinks are great. Let me tell you something. The drinks are $3 and $4. Where you can get a whole half a bottle of goddamn 151 mixed with Coke for $4. You know what I'm saying? You want colors, you need about 100 of them bitches to get drunk. You know what I'm saying? You go in that bitch, all you need is one. You need to make sure you tell people to put extra soda in that bitch because they try to kill your ass. But that is the place to be. You know what I mean? I love Babes. They got a pool table. They got an outside, you can play volleyball. I mean, people are just so humble in there, and you know what I'm saying? And it's no drama, no fighting. Everybody love they love big girls up in there.
Oh, Lord, that's what I'm
saying. I know a couple of friends that like big girls. I know a lot of people, especially studs that love big girls. I know them.
Yeah, I'm going to have the inbox. I mean, I don't have low self-esteem, but I just like I say, like, to go from... Like, it's been 3 years, you know, since I've been with a man, so it's like, it's kind of funny that I don't get the same, I get the same reaction, but I don't. And it just feels kind of funny, like it.
That's because people are closed-minded. They not ready to experience what you got. I'm being real. It's not just Richmond, Virginia. It's a lot of places.
a lot of places do not accept big women. Me, personally, I'm a big woman myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big woman myself. They don't accept us. You know what I'm saying? Ladies feel like, oh, she big, black, and ugly, blah, blah, blah. That's the attitude. You know what I'm saying? But the men, for some reason, the men love big women. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is. But they love big women. When you come to the lesbian community, it's like they hate on it or something. You know what I'm saying? But you got to keep pushing, baby. It took me a while to find my queen, baby. But let me tell you something. Big woman, they, man, big as in. I'm here to tell you.
That's right.
If you come to She Pride in 2 weeks in Richmond, you will see I
got to get my ticket. But I said me and my homegirl said we was coming. I sent you a message on that post. Because I was like, what am I going to wear? And you was like, wear what you want to wear. I was like, I go find me an outfit. You don't remember that? It's been a minute, though.
I don't know, girl. Let me tell you something. Like I told you, I got about 5,000 people asking me about She Pride, right? I'm going to be real. I'm going to be 100 with you. I'm just going to keep it real. You know what I'm saying? But, hold on. I'm going to go ahead and shout my boy out. Ecstasy. She be in She Pride in 2 weeks. I just want to shout y'all. I just saw right now. You just said you were listening or whatever. But you come down She Pride. I even got a voluptuous act that's coming. That's gonna be performing. I have voluptuous girls that's gonna show you that their size does not matter. So they still do the same damn thing that skinny bitches can do. Okay, they just need to play at it. You know what I'm saying? It's just real. So we got something for everybody. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, big girls got love, and she's on. I love big girls. Big girls is that shit.
Thank you. Because I put a little sauce a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? This big love, man. Forget them people, man. If you can't get no love from the colors, man, go to goddamn Garfield's. Because Garfield's was showing you love. Stop going to goddamn place. You know what I'm saying? No, I love color. I've never been.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never been, but that was my first time going.
That was your first impression.
I said, don't you ever take me in that motherfucking sweat box again. Soon as we get outside, 101 bitches fighting. Like, what y'all fighting on pussy? Y'all crazy as a bitch. I got to go. Can you take me home? I got to go.
But you know what? That's anywhere, though. You know what I'm saying? That's anywhere. You know, all clubs have that drama. You know, that, and it's not. That's because people fighting over dumb shit. They fighting over because the girl they on the left for or whatever. You know, ex-girlfriend written on or whatever. They fighting over crazy shit. But you know what I'm saying? You can't even worry about that, man. Colors going to be colors. Golf is going to be golf. Every club got something to offer you different. You know what I'm
right.
saying? I love Colors because Colors was the first place Colors is where I started out. I started performing there. You know what I'm saying? So I love Colors. I'm going to always show my love and respect for Colors. You know what I'm saying? But as you know, sometimes some clubs are just for a set age group. I was also young. You know what I'm saying? I was also 18, 19, 20. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm now 15. I'm going to tell you I'm an age, but you get the picture. I'm growing up, and maybe that's what it is with you. You're growing up. There are a lot of kids, and they're all like 18, you know, under 21. It's most of the people are under 21 in there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's what it is. You just don't attract that crowd. But, you know, Colors, like I said, it's a nice club. It looks real nice in there since they renovated.
And I love the show.
But yeah, the show be off the chain. But, you know, it's not the club. It's the people. That's just what it is.
You're right.
No, but you can't let them people get to you, sweetheart. Look, let me tell you something, man. Ignore them motherfuckers, man. That's what I do. Shit, people been calling me big, black, ugly my whole goddamn life. And the same motherfuckers is calling me big, black, and ugly back in the day, baby, they all in my face right now. I bet it. I'm telling you some real shit. All
right?
So don't even worry about people, man. People gonna hate you. You know what I'm saying? They're going to hate you. They're going to hate on you. But you know what you can do, sweetheart? Keep being big. Keep being beautiful. Keep goddamn stunting on these chicks, man. And tell them goddamn skinny bitches get a plate. That's all you got to do. Shit, some of the ass need some barbecue, girl. They need to leave that fucking lettuce leaf alone and get some barbecue. Take that ass to Hawks, bitch, and get some barbecue. Shit, go to North Carolina. They got the best barbecue. Go to Cookout. Shit, get you a barbecue sandwich and some hush puppies, bitch. Because your ass skinny ass need to stop goddamn clowning on that big ass. I love motherfucking food, bitch, and you need to get in.
And that's real talk. This KC telling you skinny bitches to get it in. Okay, because look, I like food, and you need to like it too for your ass die, you stupid bitch. All right, but look, I love talking to you. Don't go nowhere, though, because I got another topic. I'm just going to go down the line right quick. But, yeah, you get up with me in my inbox, man. We can be cool. I need new friends and shit. You know what I'm saying? So you can get in my inbox, and we can talk about it, all right?
Yes, I got you.
All right, thank you so much for making me smile and keeping you keep your head up, baby. There's somebody out here for you.
Mm-hmm.
I got somebody for you, but you got to get in my inbox. You got to hurry up. All right.
Okay. All right, I got you.
You take it too long. All right.
Hold on. All right, bye.
What? All
right. All right, sweetheart. All
right.
Don't play with me now. I got your number. Don't play with me. See, I ain't got an inbox.
Don't get mad at me, y'all. Hold on. OMG. Okay, I got you.
She taking all day, ain't it, bro?
Mm-hmm.
She should have been there. That shit. As soon as we got down, had a conversation, right?
I can't do it while I'm on the phone.
All right. Well, I'm KC, CEO. She's on. So hit me up right now, and I'm coming right back to you. You hear me?
Okay. All right.
All right. Be in my inbox ASAP. Merry Christmas.
Okay.
You have a nice day.
Back.
I like her. She kept it 100. She kept it gangster, baby. That's what we need on She's On Radio. Keep it fucking gangster, man. We don't want all that. This is what I won't do. Now we need to know what the fuck you gonna do. She's On Radio. Keep it gutter all day. Area code 903-262. Tell me exactly, sweetie, how do you feel about her as a woman? Talk to me.
Hi, this is Sweetie. How you doing?
Hey, sweet. Hi.
Hey.
I got my birthday.
Yeah, I don't floss before I eat, so I don't do hair. Yeah, it's not a good look. I don't like it at all. So, I shave. I want my girl to shave, too. And if she doesn't shave, I want her to keep it really trim and really nice. I don't want to smell nothing extra. And I don't want to smell no cologne or perfume on it, because that means she needs some soap and water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. Ain't nothing to talk about. I think it's nasty. So.
Yeah.
I know it probably growing
animals and everything in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't think,
you know what I'm saying? Like, every woman that raised kids that we grew up with, they all shave. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whether they're straight or gay. I mean, so it's something you learn. I mean, some people, that's fine. If it's not the same, that's cool. There's somebody out there that will love you. I'm just not fucking with you, you know? And I actually, when I start talking to somebody, I ask them, you know, do you trim your shrubs? Or you got a, like, forest down there, what you got? And people would get me crazy. I'm like, shit, I want to know. I'm not going to invest time in this and get down there and have to find it and shit. No, that's not cute.
Oh. It's not. They should be ashamed of themselves for trying to kill us. That's attempted murder.
Yes, yes it is.
I'm not trying to choke on no hair.
Yeah, that's attempted murder. You go down there and start smelling all that stuff, you're going to pass out.
Well, not just that. I mean, you all into it, and then you got to stop because you got a hair on your tongue and it's choking you and shit. That's not cute. I'm not trying to fuck with that. No. Bitch, you better get in there and get some clippers. Mm-mm. That's not cute at all. That's it. That's my take on it. I think that it don't be completely shaved, but I think it should be taken care of. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, you mow your grass, then do the same with your body. Take care of it. You know? Don't let that shit go wild. That's not cute. I don't care if you're a stud, a stem, a femme, whatever the hell you want to call yourself. Take care of yourself. Clean yourself up. You know? And quit putting perfume and cologne on it, because that just makes it worse. And I don't know who told them that that's a good thing to do to hide some odor. No, but soap and water works wonders. But anyway.
It works more than wonders. Yeah. We definitely don't want to be smelling no crab cake pussy. Like, where she at, man? She call it crab cake coochie. Yes, it's
Crabby Patty.
Yes, the Crabby Patty coochie, girl. We don't want to be smelling like that. We want to survive, child. We are not trying to go out.
What they say, if it tastes like chicken, keep on licking. If it smells like fish, refuse a dish. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna call you tomorrow, Casey. I'm gonna call you tomorrow. I got my personal assistant reminding me to call you tomorrow.
I'm gonna wait for it.
Man, I'm like hella busy. I got 2 video shoots. I'm directing one this weekend too. I'm just really busy. I can't help it, man. Business is really good. I can't complain. So.
I know, but you look. You already know. I know. I know.
I know.
I know. So, you know, whenever you can, even if you just text me. Texting is cool, too. You know,
oh, yeah.
I'll
forget.
Just text
me. I know, man. I'll just get so damn busy. But I will. I got it. I for real have it scheduled to call you tomorrow. So, I got you. But I just wanted to show some love. I just want to show some love and listen while I can, because, you know, my radio show starts July 30th. And
what's the next
7 days a week? So,
what time is it
going to
start?
Whatever they decide. Everybody has a different show, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're still. But I'll talk to you about that, too. I think you actually want to get in on some of it. It's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be definitely a femcee movement. So, I teamed up with rapstation.com and streetmovement.com. So, yeah, it's going to be a good thing. It's going to be a good thing, especially for the community. So, yeah. But I'll hit you up tomorrow. And y'all keep doing what you're doing. I support you 100%.
All right, sweetheart. We'll definitely keep you posted. We can come and support you too, right?
All right. Appreciate you.
All right, thank you so much.
All
right, good night. Good night. All right, Harry, code 302-287. Tell me exactly how you feel about the woman that do not want to shave her booty. Talk to us. That's her booty. I'm sorry. I do not want to shave her body.
It's Mimi.
Hey, Mimi.
And I'm going to beat you, okay, because I'm skinny. I took that comment to heart, goddamn it, and I eat. I eat like a fat person to wait to sometimes.
But see, you're not the one that's out there bashing the big one. I never really see you bashing big ones. You know what I'm saying?
I like the big girls. Big girls are sexy. There's nothing wrong with them. They're big and beautiful. I know. There's nothing wrong with them. But don't be talking about the skinny girls, all right, because we try to gain the weight, all right? The girls can give me some goddamn weight if that helps. I'm trying. I'm eating ribs and all that stuff every day. I try. Now, as far as hairy women, that shit is nasty. I get waxed every 3 weeks. Everything comes off.
Everything?
Yes, Eddie. Everything is waxed.
Yes.
From top to bottom.
Right now.
Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your
host. I do not like... No. Hair is nasty, especially when you go down. You could kill a person like that. We going
yes,
down where hair
you.
Might get stuck at the rope. We might die down there. Mm-hmm.
Get low.
That's
low.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's trifling. So please make sure. If I can shave, I don't want you shaving. I want you to get waxed. I want it to be smooth, baby smooth.
I got you.
That's just what it needs to be. Oh my God. Okay, Casey, did you guys check out my show today on YouTube, Unfaithfulness? Oh my God. People on Twitter were mad at me. I don't understand why. I just don't.
Why? Why are they mad at you?
I guess they couldn't take my mouth. I mean, not that I care. I mean, if you can't take my mouth, then oh well. But listen, you can only be mad if you're the one that's cheating on your girl and being dumb. Not my problem. I'm just putting the issue out there.
Basically, you told the truth and the truth hurts.
I think that's what it was. I think that's what it was. But, I mean, it was okay, too. I mean, some fans were really upset, too. And I was just like, okay, so you must be one of them dirty bitches that just fuck everything walking, and that's trifling, too.
Yeah.
Probably one of them hairy bitches, too, that got the whole fucking Powerpuff shit down there.
Powerpuff, wow.
I'm serious. I'm serious. Number one, if you lift up your arms and your underarms is not full, we are not talking, because if your underarms is hairy, so is your pussy, bitch.
Oh, that's just gross.
That's nasty. Mm-mm. That's trifling. Mm-mm. My next girlfriend has to be bald, completely bald down there, so when I'm running my tongue up and down, I don't feel nothing. I don't feel nothing. I just feel smoothness. That's it.
Oh, no. She is off the
chain. I got quiet for a minute. Yes, I did.
I heard you over there.
No, I'm serious. Like, you ever run your tongue up a girl's vagina and, you know, your tongue might get caught or it might just come over that stubble? Bitch, I don't want no cut. I don't want nothing. I want it to be smooth so that when you come and I'm trying to drink everything, I'm not getting hair in the mix of it, you know?
I'm finna drop my phone, just to let you know. I'm going to drop my phone.
Why, Teddy? Sit back. You want me to try it on you so everybody can know what I'm talking about? Sit back, open your legs. Let me show them.
Ooh, Lord. Oh, righty then.
Get you down over there, quiet.
She over there stuck. Why are you so quiet, Teddy? You're not supposed to. We talked about this on Twitter. You're not supposed to let me get you like this, honey bun.
I know. I just can't help it. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to
say. I'm sorry, Casey. I don't mean to get her, you know, stuck like this. I don't know what she's going to do. I'm going to be down there in 2 weeks. What she's going to do when I'm in front of you?
The same thing I'm probably doing now. Quiet tongue. I don't know. Pray for me.
I'm going to pray for you. Oh, my God, 2 weeks is away. You guys excited? I'm excited. I already got my suitcase packed. I already told my job that I'll be back in a few days.
I'm ready. That's my unofficial birthday.
I know. I got a birthday dance saved for you.
Yes. I mean, okay.
What? Can't see and get her. Talk about me.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm enjoying that shit.
But bro, come on now. My birthday Monday. I ain't really doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? But
she's doing something because I'll be up there on Tuesday.
Alrighty then. Well, I guess I just got told. Oh well. Well, like I say, she probably is the unofficial birthday of the teddy bear. Yes, it is. That whole weekend. Yes.
Oh boy. Party in my room, right? Y'all gonna come to my room and hot bottles with us?
Damn right. I want to take some shots.
You want me to make you some? I know how to make jello shots. You want me to make y'all some jello shots?
Shit.
We're going to be strong.
I have no damn time to sit down and eat a goddamn shit.
No, you know what we're making this weekend? It's a big party in Philly. Like, it's an I Love Philly party. And we're doing water ice with shots. So it's going to be shots mixed in with the water ice.
Water ice is so good.
I never had it.
So I want some. We want to put, like, I'm making mango water ice, but I'm mixing a shot of vodka in it. So, like, you get the sweetness, you get the tanginess at the same time, but you're not really going to be able to tell because it's going to be, like, more sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But you get three of them bitches, you're going to know. You're going to be walking out twisted, and that's what we want.
I need something like
that
in my life.
People gonna be going home wasted.
I need that in my life. Come on, I need that.
All right, I'm gonna make y'all some when I get up there. I'm gonna bring my recipe so y'all can have some.
Yeah, no more food.
All right, well, of course I'm gonna stay on and finish listening to y'all. What's the next topic? And Casey, when I see you, I just want to let you know I'm gonna get the belt because that
show.
Get
the belt.
You go get the belt was bad. You know those questions you was asking was wrong about those nasty ass niggas and them little dog faced penises that they got in between their legs. You know you were wrong for that.
Yeah, hey, I just want to know. You know, I'm nosy. I thought I know
inquiring,
stuff.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, I want to know.
No, I'm going to beat y'all because I know y'all was acting up. I'm going to beat y'all, but I'm definitely going to hit you up on Twitter, KC, because I need a topic for my show.
You can use this topic. Use this about the hairy ass chicks, man. You get a whole bunch of feedback on this shit.
I don't know. I mean, next week we got fake friends, and then you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about using threesomes as a topic because I'm not into it. I know a lot of people are into it, but I don't know. I just find it trifling, but other people might think something else, so I don't know.
Yeah. Threesomes is good. That's always a good topic.
I think that was good, and then I think I'm going to use big girls versus skinny girls, and that's going to be a good one.
Yes.
The big girls, yes. We rule.
I like the big girls. I like the big girls and everything because they're so cuddly and I could just crawl under them, especially the fence. They'd be so cute, especially a big fence that keeps herself clean. Oh, my God, that's such a turn on. It really is. It really is for the one that she's coming down there with her friend and she's big and she don't know why she can't. Sweetheart, you don't even got to know about that because just know Mimi loves the big girls. And if you're cute and I see you, I might want to bring you to my room.
Well, damn. Mm. Can I come first? Can I come too? Shit.
Why? You want to come watch, Teddy?
I sure do.
Casey, I'm hanging out on her. She acting up. She want to get the belt. She want to get the belt.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, get the belt. Come on, I'm ready for you. I'm not told.
I'm going to bring a paddle for you, not the belt.
I ain't scared.
You ain't scared? You're not scared? So drop your boxers if you ain't scared. You talking like you got your big boy pants on. Drop them.
They already been dropped. Come on with it. I'm waiting.
Oh, boy. Pour some of the saddle down there so I can suck it up.
Okay, I got you. Come on. I'm outside waiting for you. Come on.
What you talking about? You supposed to be inside me, not waiting for me.
I'm waiting. Come on. I'm going to be inside you, all right?
Casey, I'm gonna hold on for the next time because she acting up. You gotta go. So I wasn't ready for that one. Good comeback, though. I'm going out of the call. Let's go. I'm gonna wait. Go ahead. I'm gonna wait till you get to your next topic, Casey. I'm here. I'm about to go give me another glass.
She want another foot.
I'll wait for the next topic, y'all.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Hello? 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 Hello?
I'm so sorry, ladies. Please bear with me. Please, please, please. There is a bad storm in my area. Keep making my phone line go out, and y'all know how Sprint is. it don't last long. So if my phone do bother the next time, I'm going to have to end the show. But please do not hold that against me. That is God doing his work. But before my thing do go on, I am going to go ahead and cancel the show for tonight. Actually, we only had 10 minutes left anyway. I want to thank each and every one of you all for being on here, tuning in to She's On Radio. Yes, Sprint looks like it might be completely dead around my area. So hopefully tomorrow we'll have better service. And I love you all. Y'all have a nice day. And Teddy, I love you too.
Got you, bro. Love you, man.
Love you too. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm probably all distorted and all that. But,
can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but I keep going in and out. It sounds like I'm going, you know.
Yeah, the phone had hung up. I'm like, oh, shit. I hung up, so I called back. I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah, so I just want to thank y'all for tuning in. She's On Radio. Y'all have a good night. Y'all definitely, if y'all going out to the event next 2 weeks from now, August 3rd to 5th, www.shepride.tk. Do not miss Pretty P, King Kales, and 22 entertainers other than her. Oh, and Ecstasy. Do not miss Ecstasy. She's going to be here, too. So, Stallion and Caution and Chanel and Onyx. And it's going to be a lot of people. But you know that. DJ Specific is going to be on the ones and twos. See y'all ladies get here. Love y'all so much. Y'all have a good night. I see y'all tomorrow. Twitter, too.